In the day's other news, the World Health Organization warned of a rising tide of COVID-19 cases in Africa. Infections across the continent jumped 50% in just the past week, and deaths rose 32%. Officials warned that it may get much worse, since less than 1% of Africa's population has been vaccinated.
We have left vast swathes of the population and the vulnerable population in Africa unprotected by vaccines. To assume that the next wave in Africa is just going to be a small passing shower and will not be a storm, I think, is very, very premature.
Meanwhile, the COVID death toll in Brazil could hit 500,000 this weekend, second only to the United States. Only 11% of Brazil's population is fully vaccinated. The Japanese government's top medical advisor says the best way to keep COVID at bay during the Tokyo Olympics would be to bar all fans. He made the suggestion in a report today. Olympic organizers have planned for up to 10,000 people at some venues. A final decision is expected next week. Iran held its presidential election today, but turnout appeared far lower than 4 years ago. It came as economic conditions have crumbled and after hardline leaders restricted the field of candidates. An ultra-conservative judge, Ibrahim Raisi, was the favorite to win. We'll take a closer look later in the program. Back in this country, western states faced another day of searing heat with no relief in sight until next week. John Yang reports.
A huge swath of the western United States is baking in triple-digit temperatures. Six states from California to Montana shattered daily temperature records even before the official start of summer. California's Death Valley hit 129 degrees, but that didn't keep the tourists away.
The temperature is ungodly hot. It's going to be 125 or 130 degrees today. It's really hot.
Abby Wines is a spokeswoman for Death Valley National Park.
This is early to have this much of a heat wave. It's happened before, but it's not that common.
The mercury also hit unprecedented highs in Arizona, Phoenix notching a record 118 degrees on Thursday.
I always think it's going to be like not that bad. I go out here, it's even worse.
Power grid operators in Texas and California have urged customers to conserve to reduce the strain on their electrical systems. All this comes as the region grapples with extreme drought, hitting the area much harder, much earlier than normal. Scientists say climate change has increased the severity of the heat wave and drought. That's had a devastating impact on agriculture. Roger Tweedy is a rancher in Fresno, California.
It's a big concern because I'll have to buy extra hay this year. We didn't get as much rain and not as much grass.
It's also putting pressure on the region's water supplies. Lake Mead, on the Colorado River border between Nevada and Arizona, has fallen to its lowest level since the Hoover Dam was built in the 1930s, and it's expected to keep falling until November. The drought has also triggered an early start to the fire season in some western states like Montana and Arizona, where flames were fueled by tinder dry brush. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
Meantime, the U.S. Gulf Coast is bracing tonight for what could be the first tropical storm to hit this year. Storm warnings extended across parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And Louisiana declared an emergency. All day, ominous clouds built over Orange Beach, Alabama, and other coastal sites, and swimmers were urged to stay away. Climate change, war, and persecution are driving the number of refugees worldwide to a new record. A United Nations report today said that nearly 3 million people were displaced last year. That pushed the global total to 82 million. That's the most ever. U.S. Catholic bishops have voted overwhelmingly to write a new document on Holy Communion later this year. It could deny the sacrament to elected officials, including President Biden, who are Catholic and who have protected abortion rights. Asked about the possibility today, the president said, quote, "I don't think that's going to happen." And on Wall Street, stocks slumped on worries about future interest rate hikes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 533 points to close at 33,290. The Nasdaq fell 131 points. The S&P 500 gave up 55. For the week, the Dow lost nearly 3.5%. The S&P fell nearly 2%, the most since February. The Nasdaq slipped a fraction. Still to come on the NewsHour, what Iran's presidential election means for future relations with the U.S. Brooks and Capehart weigh in on President Biden's first trip abroad and the obstacles blocking his agenda here at home. A historian's personal take on the significance of Juneteenth and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.